Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste, what's cracking?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, guys?
So we're here tonight to talk some news, talk some brand new trailers, which we're going to react to. And yeah, there's a lot to get to, so we're going to get right into it. Yeah, gentlemen, what kicks it off tonight?
Well, I think Kruger has some news. He's going to be our news correspondent tonight. Since, yeah, do you want to jump right in with the first piece?
Yeah. So first up, I got director Mick G, director of the new Babysitter and the Babysitter, says that he hopes for the Babysitter to become a trilogy. And it's looking like the post credit scenes meant what I thought it meant, and we're hopefully gonna get a third Babysitter movie, so I really hope so. Pugs, what did you think about the Babysitter since you weren't on the review show?
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't love it like I did the first one. The quality dipped slightly, but I think I'm only saying that just because it hits every beat as the first movie, which is fine, but I wanted a little more from it. I want a little more Samara Weaving. The character shifts from the first movie to this one, I was a little disappointed in, but I guess they're doing their job because that hurt my feelings. But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I would love to see a third one for them to correct what I think, I don't want to say mistakes, but what I think it was lacking, more Samara Weaving. I like them.
You're kind of close to where I was at on that one.
Right on. Yeah. What about you guys? The third possibility of a third one?
Well, I don't want to see it. I think they're good ending here.
Okay.
I want to see a third one. I think it will be fucking a good ass time. See some more over the top kills. You know, maybe have Cole in college now. I think it would be good.
Of course, Dan doesn't want a third one because, you know, I'm not going to go into it. I'm going to be good today.
Well, that was weak.
Yeah, more satanic rituals, the better.
I have a pitch, though, if it's going to be college.
Hey, Dan, no fantasy booking. Keep going. I think it's time for a trailer.
Okay, well. Send it away, Sarah.
Good morning.
That's me, Millie. Ordinary, boring Millie.
I love your dress. I think I saw it at Discount Bonanza.
Okay, so I was never the most popular.
Homecoming's this weekend.
Booker is gonna be at the dance.
And boys never really noticed me.
Wow!
Honestly, this was a horror movie. I'd be one of the first ones to get killed.
I'm damn excited for the beaver.
In the mask.
Like I said.
Furry.
But actually, it turns out.
Where am I?
I didn't get killed.
Oh my god, why do I sound like that?
I woke up in the killer's body.
The Blissfield Butcher strikes again.
Fuck yeah.
You're black! I'm gay! We are so dead!
Hail, Blissfield, high, feel our glory.
And not only is that psycho wearing my body, he's killing it.
Dude, it's Freaky Friday the 13th.
It's clothing.
Who knows how many of our friends he's gonna kill?
This is safe?
No.
Oh my god, it's a
Jason X.
I have like less than 6 hours to swap back or I'm gonna be stuck in his body forever.
Hurry up, loser, I gotta take a dump.
I have to admit, it hasn't been all bad.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't mean to interrupt.
How's that feel? I'll make you wish.
He didn't wash his hands.
Face was never born. Oh my god, you just pee yourself?
Yes!
Whoa, what am I wearing?
I'm actually really liking this for you. Great. We're gonna get killed by Murder Barbie.
I can't wait to kill you.
Time to stop this asshole.
We're in this together.
I want my body back.
Come and get it.
Look, I know I look like the butcher, but it's Millie.
He's crazy.
Okay, Booker, can you look at me, please?
Booker!
Dry up, bitch.
Booker, help! Booker!
Will you shut up?
Booker!
Well, I'm in.
Fuck yeah.
I'm down. That actually looks quite amusing. And happy Death Day, creators. I'm down.
Okay, Dan, go ahead. Get your Black Christmas out.
Oh, that actually looks like a lot of fun.
I know that, but every time Blumhouse comes out, you talk about how horrible Black Christmas
is. I've defended Blumhouse in the past.
I didn't see the reading. What were you reading?
I didn't either. And you know what? I will check on that while... Okay.
I'm gonna say PG-13.
I feel that too. PG-13, but that looks like a goddamn good time. I'm fucking ready.
You won't see the kills.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's gonna be just like Happy Death Day.
That's not gonna trigger you, Dan, being a day after Halloween, a horror movie.
No, that's okay though.
I mean,
shut up, Dan. There's no rating yet, so it still hasn't gotten that far. Okay. But I'd assume PG-13. I'd be
even with that kill though.
I don't think they're gonna show the impact.
That we literally just cut away right now. So I think it's very
that
possible.
Would be fucking hard though. If they're like, you know what? Here's our R and boom, bisection.
Because everything. Okay. Well, it doesn't mean we won't get it unrated later. But
what's gonna happen when Vince Vaughn, you know, tries to hook up with his crush or her crush or? Feel like there could be some creepy moments in that.
Maybe the gay dude will get some action.
Boom, there you go.
I am not gonna fantasy book, but I think I just discovered my nightmare. Is this happening to me and Dan?
Oh my god.
You wish, Todd. You get to wear this.
You know what
hat?
The first thing I do though is burn the hat and shave the beard.
That's because you know how cool my beard is. He's jealous. Look at this. Look how full this is. It's gorgeous. Awesome.
Okay.
Let me pick up with the next news article.
Thank you.
I got Vinegar Syndrome's October lineup. Yes. And it includes a personal favorite of mine. It's looking like we're getting Whodunit, Cemetered Del Terror.
It's that Spanish one. I'm not 100% sure how to say it, but it's Cemetery of Terror in English.
Yes.
Okay. And then we are also getting Rest in Pieces and Necromancer. And then I'm very, very excited for this. We're getting a 4K release of Deadly Games, a.k.a. Dialed Code Santa Claus. And I love that movie. I just recently saw it last year when Shudder put it out. The cover art looks sick as hell. Seeing it, you know, remastered in 4K is going to be awesome. I already know Vinegar Syndrome, you know, does a great job. You guys, obviously, you know, we review a lot of their stuff. So,
and we got some reviews of their September package in the next week or two.
Yep. Yeah. It's a really solid lineup, but it's been forever since I've watched Necromancer, but I've had the DVD, Rest in Pieces, I'm also very excited about. And I do remember Cemetery of Terror. I believe they put it out on a double with Grave Robbers, I believe it was.
Correct.
It's going to look better than ever from Vinegar Syndrome.
I've never seen that movie you're excited for, Kruger, so I'm looking forward to checking that one out. The Santa
Claus
movie?
Like it. It's like it's kind of reminiscent to Home Alone.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually kind of credit it for giving Home Alone the idea of, you know, what it was. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I really liked it a lot. It's not anything like over the top with gore and stuff. Mm-hmm. Something you could totally, you know, like watch with a family.
Okay.
But I really liked it a lot. So yeah, I think you'll
sounds
dig it.
Cool. I'm ready. I want to see.
I'm down. You dye this white and I can like be in the sequel, Killer Santa Man.
Just aim up, Dan.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's actually one of the better lineups they've had in the last year or so. I'm excited.
Well, I'm just going to say now, the November one's the one I'm waiting for. That's the one that will feature a 3D Blu-ray. And everything about me tells me it's going to be Silent Madness. If it's not going to be Silent Madness, I'm going to be so sad. But there's really not many 3D movies I could see Vinegar Syndrome tackling. That's one of them. And there was one other more I thought of possibility-wise, but fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of the top five, probably. I'm amazed that they are doing a 3D Blu-ray. That caught me off guard. But when I'm down in California, since I don't have a 3D TV, I'm going to probably bother Todd to watch that and Friday the 13th.
3D. Don't get to watch either. Or Jaws 3D.
What a load of horseshit.
Okay. We'll do it, but only if you shave.
Look at this.
It'll grow back.
You do need to clean it up a little though.
Nope. Full on wizard beard until Corona's done.
Okay.
Well, that was my decision.
I don't think you know what a wizard is, but
I'm getting there. Grand wizard, Dad.
Grand wizard.
Oh, okay.
That's never fucked mind. Up.
Do you want it to be so long it comes out of the bottom of the hood?
Fuck you, Todd. That's a legend. His name's Prolapse from now on, fucker.
Okay, well, Dan, do you understand when I talk shit, it's in code?
Well, my code is fuck. You can guess the rest.
I'm literally about to end this, Dan, because I told you not to fuck with me.
My bad. All right.
The trailer, then.
Another trailer.
It'll just be us, snow, two boards, and Black Ridge.
I hope you enjoy your stay. I just wanted to tell you something. You shouldn't go to the Black Ridge. There are other places you can go, more beautiful and less dangerous.
Danger? That's exactly what we're after.
5 days ago, a man disappeared there.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah! You're making me want to watch Frozen.
There's a headshot!
Yeah. Max, where are you?
Fuck this.
Run. I'm fucking done.
Max, please just tell me where you are. Max? Are you okay?
Yeah. Excellent.
So,
I've never seen a fucking snow ski thing with an axe, wielding an axe. I'm in.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, there's stuff like Shredder, but that certainly looks like one of the more.
As he's riding it? Yeah.
No, maybe not that. It's been a while since that's actually on Blu-ray now, too. Yeah, I don't know. That looks pretty cool. At first, I was thinking of that horrible adaptation they did of Snowman. So hopefully this will be a cooler Snowbound slasher.
Yeah, I think there can be some cool stuff in here. I mean, hopefully it's not like... what was that one crime thriller we just recently did that kind of looked like a slasher and it didn't end up being a slasher about, had like one of the guys, I think from Game of Thrones in it.
Silencing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it doesn't end up like that. Because, you know, it very well could be. But if we get a slasher out of this, you know, I think that could be pretty fun. And like Pug said, you know, that riding the snowmobile with the axe, like, that's a pretty cool visual. I think, I don't know. I think it could be fun. What do you think, Todd?
I'm with you guys. I just want to throw it out there. This will be available September 22nd. What do you guys think? Are we going to review it?
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. I think we should.
Hell all yeah. right. Well, then it's on the schedule. And all right. So sweet. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. So speaking of another movie that we reviewed, their Scream Factory just announced that The Rental is going to get a release in December that I'm very excited about. Maybe a good chance for you to revisit it, Dan, and see if you liked it better.
I was the turd in the punch bowl on that one. But,
yeah, man, you never know.
It'd be cool if it came with, like, a plushie. I forgot what the dog's name is, but that'd be nice. I feel like
that damn bulldog was so cute.
Yeah.
I love him. I wanted it serial killer John Wick, but alas. Maybe in Rental, too.
Yeah, I really hope that one does get a sequel. I know that, you know, the director's already talked about it. And then, you know, have a cool traditional slasher this time. I think that would be cool, too. You know, because, you know, you already got a great backstory on, you know, with the first movie. So just do traditional slasher and see where it goes. I mean, I think this guy, as long as it looks as pretty as that damn movie looked, because, God, man, that was like... what's his name? Dave Franco really shot the shit out of that damn movie. Like,
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Even not being a huge fan of it, I would be curious to see a more straightforward sequel. I'd still be down, even though I didn't like the original very much.
Yeah. I want some original material from him too, but yeah, let's get some more The Rental, The Return. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. We don't rent movies anymore like that.
We do not. A few years later, he manages a Blockbuster, and
that was my goal. Fucked it all up.
Blame Netflix.
Fuckers.
Yeah, no, Blockbuster earned that shit. They killed the mom and pops. Fuck them.
but they were all that was left.
Shut up, Dan. Fuck them. I piss on their grave. Fuck Blockbuster.
I never got to work at a mom and pop. I really wanted to, but I got the big chain. And I treated Hollywood Video like a rival gang. Fuck those guys.
They were good too, though. I will be honest. Nope. I spent a lot of time at Hollywood Video.
I did too, before I worked there. So.
All right. Well, they didn't have that stupid unrated policy. Okay.
Good point.
Yeah. Well, let's hit another trailer right now. Let's go for it. All right. Well, I know Dan already loves the rating, so.
Don't move.
Let me see it.
Don't move, Amy.
Let me see it.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good finish.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Because it's terrible.
Oh, I don't like that sound.
Where have you been, Joel?
Amy, I love you. I'm gonna come find you.
Ooh,
I like the monster uprising. It was the day I lost everyone. Only a small fraction of humanity survived to move underground. I've been scanning for Amy the entire time. And now I finally found her.
Joel!
Hey!
Joel!
Amy, is that you?
Oh my God!
Hey! How far away is Amy's colony?
85 miles. It's an impossible journey. Everything. We'll try to kill you. Don't fight. Just run and hide.
Okay.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
You all alone? Me too. You don't have to talk about it. You want to come with me?
So I can sleep at night.
Is that a samurai sword?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Listen to your instincts out here, man.
What if I have instincts?
Oh, yeah, big duck.
Super encouraging speech.
his way for a girl, huh? You ever hear the term fool's errand?
No, honey.
I miss it so much.
We have lost this war.
We could still take our world back.
You're more of a survivor than I thought.
Oh, I feel like Tom Cruise.
So, I think that could be really good.
Yeah.
But it may not, like, do you guys remember that movie Monsters that came out a couple of years ago? Yeah, that's what it kind of gave me, like, that type of vibe. I need to rewatch that movie because a lot of people talk about it, and I've only seen it once, and I thought it was okay. It wasn't anything, like, huge for me. But I think, I don't know, it has potential. It definitely could be good. I mean, maybe if we don't, if it's a light month, we should cover it, but.
Yeah, I don't know how light October will be.
Yeah, I doubt it'll be light. It started off kind of looking like one of those sort of teen supernatural end of the world type movies. And then I was like, oh, the crushing scene. And then I'm like, I'm in it to it now. And then, you know, Michael Rooker, not on par with my hat, but still somebody to root for. It's cool.
I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be today. I kind of want it to go the route of Scouts versus Zombies, because that had that vibe, but with the PG-13 it can't get there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking myself too, exact same movie.
Yeah, so hopefully it's good. It looks it looks fun enough.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I
hope the dog's okay.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, don't kill the dog.
I like that one girl from Daredevil and Underwater, that I don't know her name.
Oh, okay,
she's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll bring up our next piece of news.
Please.
Next thing I had to talk about, just because I'm an avid NECA collector, NECA released some images of their Creepshow Creep. And I believe that's going to be coming out in October. So keep an eye out for that. And Pugs, you are a NECA collector as well. So you're going to be getting this.
More than likely, yes. But I'm doing my best during these trying times not to spend too much money. But NECA forced me to, since they didn't do well on not having scalpers get their shit. But yeah. I got my Super Shredder that I was willing to kill for, overpriced. But I can't put a price on happiness. So I fucking love this thing. I'm so glad I have it. I'm looking for another one. NECA, since you're watching, make it 18-inch. Put me down for two.
Do they come with blown quads?
Only if you get it out of the box.
All right. The one that, you know, speaking of, like, just the kind of random, did you guys hear about the Freddy Krueger Nike Air Maxes?
Yeah, they look like shit.
I was like, why are they brown? I get it. He wears a brown hat, but
his pants are brown.
Like, you need to have it. You know what the fucking
So there's no red on it, red and green at all.
There's a little bit of red. I thought there was, like, just like on some of, like, the.
There's some the red, border. And then there's some, like, blood splatter, like, on the back of the heel. But other than that, it's mainly red and fucking brown.
Yeah,
it's kind of lame.
Yeah,
they seem to miss the mark. Maybe because he scares the shit out of them.
Yeah, I didn't even see. I'll to Google the image, but it doesn't sound very promising.
You lying asshole. You know you pre-ordered yours already.
No.
I was disappointed.
Man, me too. I would have got them, like, completely if, you know, they look cool, but.
I'd rock some Hellraiser shoes, though. You get the pins in there and shit.
Dude, black leather shoes. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You can make some of those. Come on, Dan. Just get some nails.
I can't make shit.
Dude, I want to see Dan in black leather now.
Always wear a leather jacket when it's cold. It's just not that cold out here very often. But, yeah. Soon.
All right.
Soon. Yeah.
But you're dreaming.
Dan in a gimp outfit.
He's like, if they only knew.
Yeah.
You can't. So funny you mentioned that, because you can't see, but there is a gimp mask that I might wear on the show sometimes, but not a regular gimp mask.
Well, see, why are you going to warn us? Now you got to go put it on during the trailer.
You want me to go put it on?
It'll during take... the trailer.
Yes.
So you should throw it to the trailer.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's see what we got next, guys.
What up, kids? It's Cole. This is ERL. I've traveled all over the world looking for the wildest experiences to entertain you guys. You watched, commented, and told me what to do next. I challenge all of you to find something that scares me. I dare you. Come on.
We are taking you to an escape room experience in Moscow. I have a buddy named Alexei. He wants to take us everywhere. I'm talking the best clubs, the best restaurants. This guy's so rich that everything he does is the best.
I've been to escape rooms, man.
But not one like this, because they make it just for you. You have to be invited.
Look, I get that there are two sides of you. There's this public Cole, and then there's this private Cole. I just don't really know the real you.
Remember, as real as everything might seem, you're safe.
Sketchy at all.
They will begin streaming it directly into your cameras.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is crazy.
Hello?
Hold on.
What's going on? Stop the game!
What happened here?
What the hell is this?
This is your guy you were just talking to.
I don't know him all that well.
What? We were in Russia with some guy that you barely know? Are you crazy? We don't have our phones, our wallets, our passports, anything. We need to leave now.
No.
What are they doing to us?
Torturing us. People are dying.
They change it every single time. It's intense, but it's a game.
I couldn't say nothing earlier because he is always watching.
Hello, Cole.
How do you know my name?
It's an Edward. You Americans, you think you're so safe?
What if this is still part of it?
No, we lost. Look at the timer.
You have all the inside orders.
Please let her go.
Mine is just a little more selective than yours.
Wait!
Oh, yo, delete that last part.
No, dude, this is live.
I thought that was Kruger running at the camera.
Right?
This is definitely, this looks interesting. Looks like, you know, escape room, live feed, and hostel kind of all mixed into one. So, yeah, we definitely need to do this. This looks cool.
I concur. I was actually not into it, like, the first 30 seconds or so. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a fucking dud. And then they brought out the blood. So, yeah, you got our money. I'm in.
Dan, don't
hopefully you have some- it's in the tradition and really shows the gore like Hostel. I could see it being Hostel light, possibly. You know, we'll see. I'm intrigued. I'm definitely watching it.
Less talking, more masking. Let's see this.
All right, I'm gonna have to take my headphones off for this. So
okay, that's fine.
I can hear you.
Perfect.
Of.
You're gonna look like the guy. All right. In the movie, so
I gotta take off the hat.
What the fuck?
Oh my! That's perfect. It's already got the handles. So
if it still fits.
That's how he's going to go on a shooting rampage.
This is a nightmare to put on.
Yeah, that looks like something out of the dead ones.
Especially with the beard.
Put the hat on.
I don't think it's on properly.
Yeah, put the hat on top, Dad.
Put the hat on now. Can you hear us?
Let's see. Yeah, I hear you.
Dude, this is fucking fantastic.
Okay, Dad. Now you have to do the rest of the show like this.
It's not on right, guys, but this is what you get. It's pretty cool.
Can you imagine that coming over you, on top of you, trying to hump you?
Oh, we can get into stories if you like, but
absolutely not.
All right, let's pull it into my next
Okay, yeah. Well, go ahead and talk while Dan undresses.
All right. So just got a
We got a bald slip on that one. We got to see the bald head.
Yeah, mostly. Not as
bad. Do I have to get tattoo though?
Do I have to blur that out, Dan, just so they have to pay to see that on Patreon? Only?
I think you should.
There you go.
Yeah, right, sorry, Kruger. Sorry, Kruger. Go for
that
it.
Thing is tight as shit, by the way. So
that's
usually a good thing.
So my next piece of news I got is just that Brandon Cronenberg's Possessor is getting 4K UHD release on December 8th from Wellgo USA. I'm not familiar with that company.
They mostly do Asian stuff. They did the Phantasm sets though.
So
they,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and this is also going to be uncut, so I'm pretty excited about this. I haven't watched Brandon Cronenberg's other work, but I have heard good things, so I'll probably watch some.
Yeah,
I'll probably watch. That's the one that keeps getting recommended to me. I'll probably watch that around the time that we're gonna, you know, review this. Maybe we can make like a Brandon Cronenberg special out of it.
Yeah,
I think we should because I haven't seen Antiviral.
Either. Oh, nice. Okay.
I think my dad reviewed it, but I don't remember. So I'm all in.
I kept thinking I did, and it was some other stupid movie. Because when someone was explaining to me, I'm like, I didn't see that shit.
There was Anti-Birth, wasn't it, around the same time, Dan?
That could have been it.
That came, I think, a little bit later, but yeah, I think we did it like early together. Okay. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to see that fucking movie, so I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, especially a 4K. I was like, oh, shit, awesome.
Uncut.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Beyond Fest was taking place, that we would have. I got to see it at the Egyptian Theater.
Didn't I? Yeah. What's the one? We'll talk about it later. I know I sent some fest that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Fantastic Fest.
Fantastic Fest, okay.
Yeah, so we'll be able to cover some of that. So.
Absolutely.
I do like these online festivals. Like, if I can't go, it comes to me, so that's cool.
I'm pretty excited for stuff like that because I really don't get out to, I've never really gone out to a festival, but the online thing appeals to me a lot. So
yeah, I think next year when shit clears up and stuff, it's going to be on Fest. It's fun.
Okay. I will absolutely go. I know those tickets sell pretty fast. So
they're a pain in the ass to get, but
yeah, that's the problem.
Sometimes I get lucky and you don't have people. All right. I'll do my best, man.
Well, I am down. It's been a while since I've actually been to a film festival, really out here, but nothing beats them. Nothing beats them. I went to one in Virginia, and that's where I actually got to see Babadook in a theater.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, then.
And then they stole it from you.
Yep.
Next trailer.
Let's see what the next trailer we got is.
Thank you, Pugs. I'm glad someone pays attention.
I thought the pugs got you.
When you were,
it's coming to us.
When you were a little baby, there's a million yous you could be. A doctor, a lawyer, a bank robber. Okay. Happy. Sad. All different kinds of versions of you. Start going through life. And you make this choice. This one. One by one, those versions sort of go off. Like they die in a sort of way. And then finally, you end up who he is.
This is thing that's inside of me. It's me.
He looks like a man. He is as far from human as they come.
Is that motherfucking Slender Man? Like creepypasta type shit?
I'm absolutely down for that. That looked really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
They didn't really show us a lot, so I'm kind of interested what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they didn't tip their hat too much, but
you guys gonna get like a creepypasta vibe with that one dude at the end? Like Slender Man ish?
Yeah.
I don't think Slender Man, but
we're probably gonna get the rights to him, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that public domain? Can anybody
They can find the actual owner or the one who created it, so they can't use it.
That's what I was thinking.
But then explain the Slender Man movie.
Yeah. And there's also one called Slender where it's basically the same thing, so
HBO doc is way better than any movie.
Oh my god, that doc's awesome.
I really like that Always Watching movie, with Doug Jones in it playing the Slender Man.
Oh yes, I know that one.
I don't think I have either. So guess me, Plug's got something to watch.
Yeah, it's good as fuck. You guys would like. So did you
have
Doug
Jones
guys
alone? Fuck yeah.
Well, have you guys heard of the Marble Hornets YouTube story thing? Around what, like the time Slender Man was popular, there's these kids that did like this YouTube series that was actually really good. Of like, it was kind of like found footage, and it all had to do with Slender Man. And eventually, they had enough budget to make their own movie. So that's what Always Watching is. And yeah, Doug Jones plays Slender Man. It's pretty badass.
Sounds cool as fuck.
Yeah, I'm totally in.
Yeah, it was DVD only, I think, and that might have been why it slipped past. But I remember it fairly well. There still hasn't been, to me, like a definitive Slender Man movie, though, considering how many kids were petrified of it.
I want his mansion. That's all I want in a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate the movie like most people did, but that movie was like 5 years late.
The Slender Man movie that came out, what, last year?
Yeah, was it maybe a couple?
It was a couple years ago. Yeah. I remember I went to go see Chromeo, and there was that funk band, and then it was at the Arclight down the street. It was playing like in 20 minutes, so me and Edward Danzig fucking hopped over there, and it was the worst decision of our lives.
I used to terrify my niece about that. She had like some.
We know you terrified your niece, Dan. It's okay. You don't have to talk about it.
I created some shit from Slender Man too. Not on creepypasta, but
Hashtag grooming.
Well, speaking of more terrifying entities, my last piece of news I got is very depressing for me. Candyman's pulled from its October release, and it's indefinitely delayed till 2021.
Yeah.
It's really not looking forward.
I was going to say, not unexpected, but yes, it definitely sucks.
Yeah. I was expecting it to happen, but I was really hoping for, you know, a VOD. But yeah. Seeing in the theater will probably be cooler. I hope it's good. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, Jordan Peele. It's Nia DaCosta's movie. It's not, you know, one of Jordan Peele's directed, you know, credits.
Thank yeah, Pugs.
I'm happy about that.
It's at a budget level that it's kind of 50-50. They could have just dropped it to VOD.
They could have, but Blumhouse, this is not a gamble. People are going to go out in droves, and especially with the BLM movement, people are going to want to fucking support black filmmakers and stuff. I wish that wouldn't be an issue. Honestly, I just want to see a good fucking film by a good fucking filmmaker. Mm. But who the fuck am I? I hope Candyman's awesome. It looks fine.
I think it's going to be good. I think it will shock some people. But, you know, I think just, you know, Candyman's always, you know, had, you know, racial undertone, you know, to its story. So I think, you know, it being released during the times that we're, you know, kind of living in right now, I think it's going to make it, you know, do well. And I think that will be, you know, good for horror. Maybe, you know, if it's good enough, we can get a Academy Award credit or something. But
it meets the new criteria, so that's good. I hope it's good. I fucking love the original Candyman. I actually love all the sequels, too.
I was going to say, I'm a Candyman 3 guy. I love that's that cool. one.
They're all is that a joke?
No, I love Candyman 3.
I think they're all good.
Oh, okay.
I haven't ever seen Candyman 3. I've only seen the second one briefly, though. I don't really, like, remember it that well.
I think it's worth revisiting. Maybe we should do a Candyman episode for, like, the you know what? Juneteenth.
Hey, we definitely can. It'll be before the new one comes out if we do, so.
February. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big Candyman 3 guy. Although, I mean, it's, like, the direct-to-video popcorn one. I mean, it's fine if you go, I guess. Go.
I think that could be fun, though.
Yeah, sure.
No. All right, but it is time to throw to another trailer, our final trailer of the evening.
All right.
Oh, fuck yes.
You knew I was saving the best for last, or
hell yeah.
What could be.
I'm hoping. I hope it's a picture for the web. Yes, already.
Bruh. Fuck yeah. Bugs, you were just talking about that shit.
Fuck yeah. Dude, that's like some Rothschild party shit, too. I don't even care where this goes. I'm so into it already.
Yo,
fuck dude. Yeah.
That's creepy as fuck.
Where's Cat Sick Blues?
Oh, yeah. Better be hung. This just became my most anticipated movie.
Yeah.
So,
well, do we have a release date on this one yet?
Doesn't look like it specifies. Man, I wanted Cat Sick Blues to pop up.
See my shirt?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's. So
it's the most awesome shirt.
Oh, that, nice.
I am jealous of that shirt. That is an awesome shirt.
Kruger gave me a heads up when they went on sale. Good man. Yeah. But if I want a shirt of this, Animals Anonymous, if it's going to be as cool as Cat Sick Blues, that dogfight scene and the dude with the fucking antlers, yeah. I'm ready. I hope it's going to be this year.
I think this is going to be so fucking good. It looks really, really good. It looks like it's gonna be fucked up. The dog face fucking people are scary as shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I can just see it right now. Like, release the hounds, and all these assholes are just running after the person that was chained up. They got loose or something.
Yeah, dude, I think that's gonna be good. Did you guys check out that movie, The Farm? This looks like something.
I have it, yeah.
Yeah, this looks like a better version of that. So I'm all for this. Fuck yeah.
We don't have an actual date for it. It's gonna premiere at International Film Festival in October.
All right. Is that an online?
I don't have that info yet. It is SITGES Sieges.
Oh, Sieges?
Psych Geist. Yeah,
Whatever. That's why I didn't say the name. I just said international film.
I'm, I'm
it's
sure
a foreign everybody. Movie, right?
What?
It's a foreign movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Even yeah. better.
Yeah, I was going to say I have some hope. It looks like a French film, I think. So,
oh, dude, please be like the renaissance of like a new wave of French horror.
French extreme horror.
Yeah. Because like Frontiers, Inside, fuck. Oh, Martyrs. I love those movies. So, Martyrs, yeah. Bam. Those are some of my favorite movies.
Well, since I got to go with the biggest one of the bunch, and that's High Tension, or the most known of the bunch.
Fuck yeah.
I like High Tension.
Romance.
Yeah, I like High Tension a lot.
I told this story on the show before where I that movie came out, or at least I saw it the same day as the release of Batman Begins. So I went with my grandmother, and like that opening scene was fucking nuts. And she's just like, "What'd you bring me to?" I'm like, "This is awesome, Grandma."
You took her to some. You went to some hard
dude,
shit.
My grandma
with your...
fucking ruled, dude. Like, yeah. She was the best. She got me into movies. Like, that's what we did. And then I just drifted towards horror. But she liked horror too. So.
Do you have like a first one with her?
The only thing I remember is like crawling behind a couch and watching Child's Play 2 while her and my uncle were watching the movie. And then like they noticed halfway through, like, what the hell? Why? Okay, just sit on the couch with us. And it was awesome.
And don't be a little bitch. Is that what
pretty fucking much, yeah. Like, you're doing this to yourself, kid. All right.
Heartwarming moments here at Flesh and Door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I love High Tension. I man, if this is the resurgence of French extreme horror, I'll be fucking over the moon. I'll move to France.
Yeah. Well, we did get Raw not too long ago.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, Pugs. You're not allowed to go to that country.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I think Raw is a little bit overrated, though.
I'm with you. I know Dan sucked his stick quite hard on the show.
I liked Raw, but when it was announced or the trailer released, I remember telling Evil Ed, like, hey, dude, there's a movie about the cannibals. And he goes, oh, that's cool. I'm like, it's French. He's like, fuck yeah. So, like, the French horror gets everybody excited, like, if you're in the know. Yeah. And then it didn't really live up to it, but it was cool.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of French horror, but when you do, more
quality
often
over
than
quantity.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we're getting near that 0 hour, Dan. Would you like to say goodbye? Would you?
I would. Well, I'm just going to say thank you for joining us. And, you know, next time I'll get the GIMP mask on faster. It's been a while. It's beard.
And let us know if you guys like this trailer format. We're trying something different with the new show. We've only done one official all new show once. So since we don't really
I'm having fun. I think we should do it more often.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think six is a good number of trailers too. So yeah. We don't go overboard. But yeah, I ain't got nothing else. Thank you guys. Fun as always. Fuck you, Dan. And that's it. Bugs.
All right, guys.
I love you too.
And follow us, stalk us on all the social media bullshits. And see you next time.
All right. Are you not going to say anything, Dan?
Oh, I thought we were done. Goodbye.
Oh, please end it there.
Oh, it totally is.